Good afternoon and welcome to the City View podcast this Monday, 29th of November. I'm City AM editor Andy Sylvester, and in a minute we'll be joined by our economics and markets correspondent Jack Barnett to have a look at the FTSE 100's recovery after a weekend of worries. But first, some breaking news as we record. American media are now reporting that Twitter chief executive Jack Dorsey is set to step down as boss of the social media giant. It will mark another chapter in Dorsey's position at the firm he founded, having already stepped down as CEO and then indeed rejoined once before. But with his other firm, the payments outfit Square, taking off, its market cap now sits around $100 billion on NASDAQ, he may well wish to spend more time with that particular toy. Either way, markets and investors seem to like it. Shares are up around 8% on the reports today. Elsewhere, the travel industry here is reacting to new restrictions as a result of the Omicron variant's emergence. Visitors to the UK will now have to take a PCR test on arrival, which needs to come back negative, before quarantine and self-isolation ends. West End retailers, hoteliers and various others are all, of course, warning that this will hit the stop-start inbound tourism recovery hard. Willie Walsh, the former BA boss and now head of IATA, the global airlines body, said this morning that he would have preferred a proper testing regime instead. Either way, it's quite clear that nobody in the travel industry wants these restrictions to last a second longer than is absolutely necessary. Elsewhere on the global stage, Nissan's boss has warned there is no end in sight, quote unquote, to the chip shortage that has bedeviled the car and tech industry in recent months. Makoto Yoshida said the new variant could add pressure to a supply chain already heavily under the cosh. And on the markets this morning, Amigo Loans fell again after a trading update warned of administration if a new compensation scheme for historic missold loans is not agreed with the regulator. Iron brewmaker AG Barr said it's on the way to beating full-year forecasts, and Hammerson said it is looking to raise around $140 million from the sale of Scottish shipping centre Silverburn. Try saying that without getting your teeth in. But here's Jack to talk through rebound news. Jack, on Friday, markets took a battering, red everywhere in the UK and in Europe. Today, it's green across the board.
It very much is. I mean, I think the first thing to say about markets is they seem to have sobered up over the weekend, particularly in the US after the long Thanksgiving weekend. I'll just pull out some of the biggest rises in London today. So IAG, which is British Airways owner, is up 3.5%. Wizz Air up nearly 6%. EasyJet up over 3%. And the FTSE 100 as a whole, last time I checked, was up 1.64%. Mm. Obviously, it doesn't cancel out all of the losses from Friday, which the FTSE did close down over 3%. But it will go some way to nurse some of those heavy losses that investors absorbed.
I keep wanting to call this variant Omicron. It isn't called that. But Friday, it felt very much like safety first, people getting out of positions, people looking at retailers, airlines, etc. New travel restrictions clearly on the way. And there's been a few stories over the weekend from various epidemiologists and various experts about things perhaps not being... This variant not being as serious as maybe was feared. It doesn't look like Delta Mark II, et cetera, et cetera. Is that what's driving the recovery today? Or do you think markets are just saying, Friday we all got a bit overexcited. Possibly the fundamentals of the economic recovery remain strong and you don't want to be caught on the wrong side of that, I suppose.
No, I think it's definitely being driven by some positive news over the weekend. Obviously, there was some news coming out from South Africa that the actual cases of the Omicron variant are not as severe as first thought. I think it's a good illustration of how market sentiment does fluctuate very sharply. I think a lot of analysts were at pains to say that this week will be driven by volatility on the upside and the downside to any positive or negative news. And some of the news which came out over the weekend was positive. And today the market has reacted like it should do.
Yeah, no, that's what you'd expect, I suppose. Airlines are going to be the most interesting one to watch, aren't they? Because, they got absolutely battered on Friday and there's a little bit of a recovery today, still not cancelling out those losses. But that seems to be now the stock that is just a bellwether in all these things because governments across the world appear to be trying to, I guess, if I was being charitable, learn the lessons of how they dealt with the Indian variant / the Delta variant. If I was being cynical, just looking like they're doing something. And either way, it all comes down to border control and border restrictions. If they continue, presumably aviation stocks will stay, not quite grounded, but it's going to be a struggle for them for a while.
It will be. The main reason why they were obviously sold off on Friday is that I think investors took the quite sharp reaction from the UK government to ban or sorry to impose Southern, put Southern African countries on the red list. I think they kind of took that as a sign as, you know, that's going to happen across the board, not just in the UK, but across Europe and the US. And we've seen that over the weekend as well. And it's more of a sign that, you know, as other countries, as this variant starts to infiltrate other countries, you know, there could be even more travel bans. So, you know, any restriction on travel will hit airlines' bottom line. And I think investors were spooked by the possibility of that happening.
Yeah, that makes sense. One person who, well, I don't think any of us are particularly thrilled by the news of a new variant emerging, but one person who will particularly have been sort of kicking chairs and generally in a foul mood all weekend will have been Andrew Bailey, because we had got to the point now of expecting a rate rise from the Bank of England in December. It had looked pretty much nailed on certainty. Markets had certainly priced it in after many had expected it in November anyway. But, new variant, new uncertainty, recovery still a bit shaky if you ask some analysts and some economists. This is just one more thing for Andrew Bailey and the Monetary Policy Committee as a whole to consider.
It really is. And again, it's you can apply the same principles to the market, to the Bank of England in this situation, that I imagine they'll all be sitting on their hands in their offices over this week waiting for any news which comes out over the severity of this new variant. If I was a betting man, I would say that if the news is good or better than first feared, you know, the ground is still laid for a rate hike in December. Now, if the news is bad, it obviously changes the situation. There's more headwinds for the economy there, and it may, you know, some of the MPC members may pull back. I think there's just one thing to mention is that Goldman Sachs over the weekend published quite a good note saying that they haven't absorbed Omicron into their economic forecast just yet because there's not enough information on it. Mm. I think that's quite a good hedge that the Bank of England should also consider.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it will be interesting to see how the information coming out of South Africa as well as various other parts of the world which are doing studies on this new variant emerge. Certainly, what I think we all hope for is that it is indeed a milder strain, even if perhaps a little more transmissible. But that's one to wait and see. One that investors will be keeping an eye on and one that the central bank will have to price into its rates decision. Jack, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And that's all from us here at the City View podcast. In your ears of an afternoon and in the paper of the morning with City AM tomorrow, where you'll be able to get updated on all the news out of Twitter and indeed on this new, rather dastardly variant. I've been Andy Sylvester. Thanks so much. See you tomorrow.